Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Mark, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. The story I have for you this week is one that everyone may know, but you may not know the haunting behind the story. Since Courtney is off this week, I decided to tap into one of the hauntings from the Mountain State. This is a story of John Henry and Big Bend Tunnel. One of the most famous American legends is John Henry, a man whose story is told in ballads and lore. John Henry, an African American, stood 6 feet tall and weighed around 200 pounds. John Henry is famous for his steel driving abilities. There is actually still a lot of debate on whether John Henry was a real person or not. Believe it or not, there are several places in other states that have been credited for the site of his death. However, the best evidence is here in West Virginia, the Big Bend Tunnel near Talcott in Summers County. Legend says that he was working on the tunnel that goes through Big Bend Mountain when he collapsed and died in 1870, and that his ghost still haunts the tunnel. The construction of the Big Bend Tunnel began in the 1870s as part of the Chesapeake and Ohio Railway's very ambitious project on extending its rail line through West Virginia. Big Bend Mountain got its name from the long 8-mile bend that the Greenbrier River makes around it. While creating the tunnel, they found out that it was a very difficult task, compounded by frequent and deadly rock falls of brittle shale, which crumbled once it was exposed to the air. The estimated deaths were 1 in 5 workers, as well as mules dying from the rock falls. John Henry had the reputation of being one of the best steel drivers, whose job was to pound the drills by hammer. Steel drivers had to be strong, resilient, and able to keep up a steady beat. John is said to drive drills with both hands for hours on end. One thing that steel drivers absolutely loved to do was hold contests with each other to see who could drill the most in a period of time. This may be no surprise, but John would always come out as the winner. Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform. In 1870, high technology was introduced to the mining and tunnel blasting companies in the form of steam drills. A steam drill, more than likely a burly, joined the steel drivers at Big Bend Tunnel. John often made remarks that he would outperform the burly. A match was set up between him and the machine. For 35 minutes, both John and the drill tore away at the rock. The people watching could hear the drill clog up and have to be cleared, but John would stay at a steady pace. By the end of the match, John had driven 14 and the burly had only driven 9. According to the ballad, John Henry said, quote, "Your hole's done choke and your drill done broke," end quote. John Henry may have won the contest, but at the cost of his life. After the contest, he had trouble walking. He staggered to his home and went to bed complaining of a roaring and rolling in his head. The next morning, he was dead. After his death, workers said they still saw his ghost in and around the tunnel. The CNO had trouble even trying to get people to work in 1883 because of all of the reports of his ghost. In 1873, the Big Bend Tunnel was completed, running only 1 1/4 miles through the mountain. In 1972, the first train went through the tunnel while work was still going on. The tunnel was lined with timber, and the brittle shell kept falling through it, killing more people, including an entire train crew. The CNO had the tunnel lined with 6 million bricks, which took 10 years to complete. John Henry's ghost has lingered through the decades. Some say you can hear the sound of his hammer inside the tunnel. Some also say you can see his apparition swinging two hammers. While construction of the tunnel was still going on, workers would sometimes stop and refuse to work whenever they heard John Henry's ghost. A man named Alfred Owens was one of the workers they hired to line the tunnel with bricks. On a cold November afternoon, he was finishing his shift when he heard something in the tunnel. At first, he thought it was just an animal, maybe a rat, cat, or a dog. Maybe it was some shell falling down. Maybe even some rocks shifting in the tunnel. Then, he heard a clanking sound, like a hammer hitting metal. While he was looking down towards the tunnel's exit, he saw the shadowy figure of a 6-foot-tall man near the opening. The man had a hammer in each hand, and he swung them in rapid strokes. Owens moved towards the opening, the only way out of the tunnel. While Owens was trying to get out, he slipped on wet rock and fell down near the shadow figure. When he looked up, the shadow figure was gone, and the tunnel was silent. After this happened, Owens told Banks Terry about the event that happened to him. Banks told Owen that he saw the ghost of John Henry. Today, at the east end of the tunnel, is John Henry Park, with an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of the steel-driving man with a hammer in his hands. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate us on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case or a story you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.